ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 13 people were killed across Missouri and Arkansas in the severe weather that's responsible for hundreds of thousands of power outages, and there was an earlier deadly impact Friday in Texas, says ABC's Matt Rivers.
In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the panhandle. Wind gusts hitting 84 miles per hour, visibility near zero. The wind fueling grass fires, quickly spreading to homes as firefighters rushed to the scene trying to save them.
And the threat is not over, with eight states under tornado watches. No government shutdown after the Senate passed a short-term funding bill that Senator Chuck Schumer said he would not oppose because a government shutdown would have been worse. California's insurance regulator approved State Farm's request to hike about a million homeowner policy premiums by 22%. State Farm says it's needed because of the impact from January's Los Angeles fires. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs was in court Friday to enter a plea on additional sex crime charges, says ABC's Morgan Norwood.
A noticeably more gray-haired Sean Diddy Combs standing before a federal judge, pleading not guilty to that new indictment, accusing him of forcing an employee into sex acts. Now, Combs, he was unshackled. He wore a khaki jail uniform and even at times smiling at his mother, who was looking on from the gallery.
Federal judge in New Orleans is allowing Louisiana to go ahead with an execution that will use nitrogen gas next week. A district court judge had issued an injunction blocking that method over concerns it would amount to cruel and unusual punishment. American influencer Sam Jones apologized for posting a video of her snatching a baby wombat from its mother along the side of a road in Australia. That country's authorities threatened her with deportation. Jones on social media said she's left the country and that she was acting out of concern for the animal. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. As new federal policies and proposed funding cuts spark confusion and chaos, Wisconsinites are looking to voice their concerns to their elected officials. And sometimes they're getting resistance, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
$2 trillion in spending cuts for programs that serve low-income families, seniors, kids, and people with disabilities are being proposed in Congress. Every Republican lawmaker from Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives voted for the budget resolution. Though it isn't final, more than a million Wisconsinites could be affected. Megan Rowe with Opportunity Wisconsin says folks are having a tough time trying to share their views when members of Congress won't schedule meetings.
The campaign arm of House Republicans are encouraging members to not hold these meetings, which I think tells you just how much energy there is around these issues.
Last week, Representative Derek Van Orden abruptly canceled a scheduled event because too many constituents were planning to join. Opportunity Wisconsin has launched a website where people can petition their members of Congress to hold town meetings. Nearly 300,000 Wisconsinites are covered by Medicaid and CHIP, and about 71,000 receive SNAP benefits in the districts of GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden and Brian Stile.
Those are real numbers about real Wisconsin families that rely on these programs in order to make ends meet. And so if House Republicans and those in the Senate go along with this plan, that can mean some very devastating impacts for Wisconsin workers and families.
The two chambers will negotiate a final version, which would then go to the White House for approval. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fox Valley Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny and windy today. Slight chance of a shower. Highs in the upper 50s. Winds could gust over 40, maybe 45 miles per hour today. For tonight, chance of rain and snow, a low around 28. Becoming sunny Sunday with a high of 42.
It's 57 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kaye, will discuss the capitulation by Senate Democrats on the continuing resolution. Should AOC primary Chuck Schumer? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Prego, oh, when you kiss her goodnight, scusi. When you turn on a light, then whisper softly in her ear, right there, grazie.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
She's here. The culinary chefery, yes, of the show is joining us today.
She's got us all fat and sassy right now.
She's got a big role today. Ellie Lawton is here, our certified trained French chef extraordinaire. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm so excited about this show, Danielle.
Me too.
We've never stacked this many people in the fishbowl before.
We have not.
We've got 2, 4, 6, 7 people with mics in front of them in the fishbowl because this is the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. That means we have taken the best folks we know from the outdoors who are actual people who use the outdoors. They participate in the Women's Hunting Sportage Association. They travel the United States, the world to hunt and fish. And more importantly, in my mind than that, they eat the heck out of it. And why we are so jazzed to bring you the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. We've got Alex Ezel, who's not only a hunter's safety instructor, but a fantastic, very accomplished hunter and one heck of a cook. Megan Salazar, and I'm going to tell you, I think her name today should be Megan the Salad Czar. Because
she put
together a Caesar salad that we're going to talk about that would just knock your socks off. Fantastic. Mike Kretschmer, the Nye's guy from Nye's, he's our meat man on the show.
He is
fantastic with meat. I said it. You are. And Rob Brennecke is along. He's a hunting buddy of mine who joins the show as a contributor from time to time. Great to have him in the house as well.
He brings the smiles.
Rob's here for the food.
Rob's along for the food.
Rob likes to eat.
We all are.
And I have to say, I came up with this cockamamie scheme, and it really was. I have to be honest. I thought, what could we do that would be a fantastic topic for the show and a guest? Well, we always talk about Raised in Wisco being, what is Raised in Wisco, guys?
At the end of the day, it's a cooking show.
It's a cooking show. Thank you, Chaz.
Everybody's repeating it. I love it.
And I hate to say this. We are coming to you from the Fishbowl in Concord, Wisconsin, WFSH here. And we are so excited to have you with us. I'm going to do weekly Wiscos, but then we're going to talk about food. This entire show, we're going to be talking about what you can do for wild game, for store purchased meat, for sides. We had deviled eggs that were downright devilish.
I ate my first deviled
yay
egg.
What?
Ever? Ever? Ever?
ever. I'm not an egg person. I hate eggs. The only way I like eggs is on an egg sandwich, so I cannot see it.
Do we need to get a bucket, Danielle?
Ronnie, it's so gross. I just, they're just disgusting to
They
me.
Are so. They're you know, snotty. Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
So good.
I do not know where we decided that we would start eating the embryos of birds, but
they're delicious.
Whoever they are came delicious. Up with that idea is an absolute genius.
And they're worth more than gold right now.
Yeah.
They're not worth more than gold. They're, listen, I had this.
So that golden egg, maybe.
I had this debate with somebody else. Now, Alex, you have chickens. You actually raise chickens and you have eggs. So you, or you have chickens, so you get free eggs.
I sure do.
Those eggs
it's
are
not
free.
Those eggs are not free. My chickens right now are driving me wild.
Why?
Are
they?
They're trying to unalive themselves.
Wait, they're trying to do it themselves?
They're trying to reverse
For those of you
they're trying
who are
to reverse lens.
Who are actually older than 25 years old. That's what the kids say. When someone wants to unalive themselves, that's like a modern term for offing yourself, right?
Yeah. So yes,
how are
is.
Your chickens? Okay, this is going to take a road. This is going to take a ramp off yeah. the highway now. How are your chickens trying to commit suicide?
So
I need to know.
One of them decided to go for a deep dive inside the feeder. Don't know how.
They were just hungry.
And it suffocated itself in the corn.
Oh,
yep.
No.
One of my exotic
are
chickens.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, my exotic chickens. And then a raccoon. Like made a hole in my run through my chicken wire and then the
what?
Chickens all escaped. Ooh. And then I go back there before I had to work to just change their waters out there because I don't have water back there. And there's two dead chicken carcasses.
What?
Oh, no.
Yep. And then there's other chickens just running around.
When you Aww. Know they're alive the night before and you find them dead, do you eat them?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's
no.
a no.
Why do you say
that's
it?
No, no.
Why is it a hard pass?
Because some type of animal like a raccoon might have rabies has put their mouth and their saliva
sure.
on that meat. And
makes sense.
You,
makes
you
sense.
Said that and all I was thinking was turducken, but with a raccoon and a chicken.
You know what?
I killed a raccoon last year to kill my chicken.
Maybe next year at the coon feed.
Yeah, right.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Yeah, that's great.
Charcuterie board.
Yep.
Well, geez, I think that should be your weekly Wisco.
Yeah. Like chickens make my hair fall out.
And we know that.
Yeah, I complain about them all the time.
We know that raccoon is good. So the point I'm trying to make, I had this argument with somebody the other day. Oh, it's ridiculous. Eggs are $5 a dozen. That's ridiculous. You tell me where else you can go and get that much of a product that is laid by an animal, handled, put in a case, traveled somewhere in a fragile state, brought to market, delivered, passed through the hands of middlemen and ends up on the store and you get that much of a food product that's that awesome for 40 cents. I still think it's a good deal. I might be crazy. Why are you laughing at that?
I did not know an egg tangent would be happening. That was
this
pretty
is
great.
Excellent.
Oh,
my first one, Jess.
Ellie has got the first dad joke. It is excellent, but I'm not joking. I'm
oh,
not,
no. Why?
Oh, come on. I'm not trying to be shellfish.
Oh,
oh no. With that shell. I have a shell, but shellfish
too far,
is
too
I think
far.
We just became
that
allergic to you.
Wow. It's not the first time. I'm not.
Well, so what is your weekly Wisco, Joel Clayfish?
My weekly Wisco is that Wisconsin went from 22 degrees to 70 degrees yesterday. And I spent as much time as I could in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
I actually, my weekly Wisco is scouting turkeys.
Oh.
I already started scouting turkeys. It's crazy. You can see them strutting already.
They're everywhere.
Well, Danielle.
Hi.
Damn, that's good.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
That is without a diaphragm call.
It is.
Let's hear it again.
Oh, hello, everybody. All how's right, it going?
This is like here. When they ask me to speak French.
Wow. I didn't think that. Hey, Kretchmer.
That's what
see
I do
you.
On my way to work. Just
all right. So we obviously shifted from culinary to calls. So let's just go that route. Ooh.
Look at us.
You guys are a bunch of turkeys.
Oh, man. Oh, Ellie gets another one.
This, I'm sorry, Chef. Chef, I apologize. You were right. This is a culinary show, and we're going to get into the show.
Focus.
I want Danielle, what's your weekly
Wisco? My weekly Wisco is that I went pheasant hunting.
We had 20 birds put out and we shot 15 of them. And then I made the most delicious casserole. I'm a casserole queen. I love casseroles too.
That is a Wisconsin staple.
Yes.
Alex, do you have a weekly Wisco this week? Did you do something outdoors?
Minus the chickens.
Well, I mean,
you dealt with the chickens.
Dealt the chickens, but I mean, we made some really good pizzas.
Ooh,
on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think that's all of our Wisco. That's our weekly Wisco.
Wait, did you guys have a slumber party or something?
We sure did. We ate for 12 hours.
We sure did. Wow. Don't go to Sendix hungry. Okay, like $275 later.
Yeah. Don't go to any grocery store hungry.
Never.
I'm going to tell you that, Chef Ellie Lawton. Get us prepared for what we ate tonight. Let's hear the menu, and then we're going to talk about everything.
You don't want to hear my weekly Wisco?
Oh, sure. I thought you said it was the pizza party that you guys had.
I was going to talk about it more.
Oh, go ahead. Please. Listen, the chefs, Megan and Alex and Ellie are the chefs. They're the star of the show. Yes, please tell me more about your weekly Wisco.
Yeah, so we made four different types of pizzas on Saturday night. We had charcuterie that was pretty intense. Ooh. And then we were really full, so we took a little nap overnight.
Overnight?
We took an overnight nap.
And
we didn't actually go to bed.
We all slept on the couch.
And I think that's your point, is that it was just a nap.
It was a napitizer. And that prepared us for breakfast. We had like a 3-course breakfast in the morning.
Breakfast was phenomenal.
Yes, it was. We had... Eggs Benedict over crumpets
with hollandaise
with right wing sauce in it and a couple provider spices. And
that
then we had brown butter blueberry pancakes.
What else
did we have, ladies?
Maple syrup and car oranges.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Car oranges.
Absolutely love.
What oranges?
Car.
Blueberry pancakes with butter and Wisconsin maple syrup.
That's how we had them.
How does it get better than that?
I mean,
cream corn pancakes.
What?
Cream corn pancakes. My aunt makes.
I will take blueberry pancakes over cream corn pancakes any day of the week. Okay.
I mean, I'll try it.
Well, we're going to try them.
Let's try it.
Let's do it.
I love it. I just love this staple. Blueberry pancakes, Wisconsin maple syrup, which they're tapping the trees for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. They're tapping the trees. So it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. And my buddy gave me a 3/4 gallon of maple syrup, Butch Ledoux from Ledoux Leather, who turns outdoor animals into clothing and gunslings and belts and you name it, which is really cool. That's a whole extra show. But I absolutely love maple syrup, and it takes so much to make it. You got to tap 40 gallons of sap for 1 gallon of syrup, but there is just nothing in the world that quite tastes like it. And I'm going to let a secret out. It's not on the ingredient panel. But people who love the right wing sauce, the provider right wing sauce, which is a buffalo style sauce,
The secret ingredient
in it is Wisconsin maple syrup.
It is on the ingredient panel. I saw it the other day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I learned the other day.
Oh, never mind. It's not a secret.
I still feel special. Thank you.
Natural caffeine in that maple syrup.
Oh, really?
There's natural caffeine in it? Your sugar.
Okay.
Yes. Natural sugars. My aunt.
Maple sugars.
Yeah, they just put it in their coffee every morning instead of
add-ons.
Mike's fun facts.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for Mike's fun facts. We have enough. Fantastic show. We had a Caesar salad today with actual homemade Caesar dressing. We had an incredible homemade pasta with venison, pork, and beef bolognese. And then we had homemade garlic butter for bread and finished it off with a Wisconsin American favorite, hot apple pie with Leduc's custard. We're going to talk about all those, how we made them. Oh my gosh, how on earth am I full and my mouth is watering? What is going on? That's what happens on Raised in Wisco.
Prego, grazie, scusi, prego, it's a dream.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in.
With Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hey man, it's a kick in the head, but it's perfect for the stomach. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. Come on, really? What? Have I died and gone to heaven? That's all I'd like
to know.
With
this apple pie? Yes, you did.
I scammed. Not only did I scam a certified French chef, Ellie Lawton, but Megan Salazar, who's an unbelievable cook as well, and Alex Ezel, who's made the best fried southern shrimp I've ever had in my life. I conned them into coming here. And we made food from wild game, from natural ingredients, from Wisconsin products. And we all ate. We had a party. Mike Kretschmer's here. Rob Brennecke's here. We had a party and ate this unbelievable food before the show. So it'd be fresh in our minds to talk about. In fact, I just had one last bite of the apple pie, which I will get to, which
you took forever to eat yours. I said,
I can't.
Mine was gone before I sat down.
I've never tasted anything like it, Danielle.
Yeah, I'm a snob with pie, too.
Really?
I'm a snob. I am such a bet.
When I grew up...
I'm learning a lot about you tonight.
You are.
Eggs, snobbing with a pie? Whew. This is rough.
And then the house that I moved into, the Belsky house, they hate pies.
What?
I know. I'm like,
I'm going to pay them a visit.
Suck. I'm still making my pies, man.
Yeah,
eat it or leave
more
it.
For you.
I mean, can you have warm apple pie without custard, though?
Yes, I just did.
Yeah, I think you can, but I'll tell you what, that Leduc's custard on the side. What was that custard called?
Salted butterflake. Wow. It was their flavor of the day.
It was unbelievable.
It was great.
That is what, and if you're listening to us, you know, we are honored to have you along. We love the folks who listen. They approach Danielle and me and the other folks on the show and tell us they love listening. We love having you here. We talk about the great outdoors of Wisconsin. We talk about food. We talk about taking wild game and foraging from Wisconsin to the table, which there's nothing better or more satisfying. There's so much to do in this great state. And we're so thrilled that you can hear Raised in Wisco throughout the state on 21 stations now.
Yes.
All the Civic Media stations at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. Make sure to listen. Danielle, where else can they check us out?
If you cannot listen on Saturdays, you can listen to us on civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. But best of all, you can have us in your car to your work, to a grocery store while you're picking up more groceries for the amazing recipes for this. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah. So there's no excuse. If you miss the show, look it up and listen. I guarantee one thing. You will laugh. That I guarantee.
Yep.
You will learn. I can't guarantee you're going to want to learn what you learn.
It might not be useful knowledge.
It might not always be useful knowledge, but you will learn and you will walk away from listening to us satisfied and wanting to use Wisconsin's outdoors. We had such a feast today. We're doing the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. We're going to talk about food. And what I tell people very often is you don't have to be a hunter to enjoy the food we put together and to talk about, learn how to cook, learn how to be, a culinary magician. And what blows my mind is that when we talk about this food, and we have Chefery Ellie Lawton on the show every week to talk about a recipe, It's not that complicated. It's what we eat is so good, but it's something that, you know, she's able, you know, honestly, Ellie, you're able to take your knowledge as a chef and use all that knowledge. And we're kind of cheating the system by learning from you.
Absolutely.
I really feel that way.
Yeah, but we learn from each other.
Aww.
We really do.
You're so nice.
I mean, that's the thing that I love. Everybody has their thing that they like to make. And I love to learn what everybody's kind of quote unquote specialty is, because then I learn from it too.
Hmm. And I love you put the extra like spice on it. Like mm-hmm. I'm the normal plain Jane kind of Pinterest. I'll make that.
Yeah.
But you're...
Yeah,
I
like to be
recipes.
Outside the box.
I like the point Danielle just made, though. You're kind of a plain Jane, meat and potatoes kind of gal, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, producer Jess, who never had, you know, ate very limited wild game before mm-hmm. She became part of the show. And now she has expanded her palate and is actually requesting, you know, wild game.
Oh, my God, I want that pot pie.
I promise I'll bring it. I promise.
We all want a pot pie right now. We just ate. Out of here with that.
Well, I want to talk about what we ate today, because what we ate today was so very typically Wisconsin. We had venison, pork, and beef bolognese was essentially the main course. But ahead of that, Megan Salazar made homemade pasta from scratch.
Yes.
So, Megan, I want to know, first off, how much of a pain in the ass is it? And how do you make the pasta from scratch? And then we're going to get to all the sides and accoutrements that we ate. But you had to work on that pasta way before we got together tonight and cooked
it. Yeah, that's why I messed it up.
I don't know.
Don't say that. Never give away your secret.
It is actually pretty easy to make. 300 grams, 00 flour. That's the important part. Don't use all-purpose. Mm-hmm. Use 00. And then Alex gave me some eggs. Ellie gave me some duck eggs. So for every 100 grams of flour, one egg, make a well, mix it in, incorporate the flour, make a dough. And then I just run it through the pasta extruder.
I have to tell a funny story.
You have a funny story?
Her pasta making experience. So she texted me earlier today and I gave her some duck eggs. And she goes, this one duck egg was kind of hard to peel. And it almost seemed like it was soft boiled. And I'm
It was soft-boiled.
Oh, my God. I forgot I put a soft-boiled duck egg back in the carton, and I didn't label it. So she goes to make pasta with it, and it's literally in the carton soft-boiled.
I will say, though, I do apologize for that.
I've
never used duck eggs before. I didn't realize how much thicker the shell was on a duck
egg
compared to a chicken egg.
They're fantastic.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you did, the pasta turned out fantastic. Yes. What was the other fare that we ate today? Chef Lawton.
So we had deviled eggs.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's run through it and then talk about them, because these deviled eggs, I need to know what the heck's going on there. I've never had a deviled egg like it.
So why don't we do the deviled egg recipe right now,
okay.
Right? Jess is telling us we don't have a lot of time.
Oh gosh. Well, thank God we've got a lot of show left. So let's do deviled eggs and then we'll come back.
Or do you
want to
talk about salad? What are we doing?
Let's hear these.
Make a choice.
It's like when you tell me to talk French. I can't do it. deviled eggs. They were from Farm Fresh chicken eggs, which was awesome. Obviously boiled them, cracked them in half. My filling was egg yolk, Dijon mustard, yellow mustard, some right wing sauce,
ooh,
some dried dill, a scoop of mayo. What else did I have in there?
Jalapeno.
The sliced pickled jalapenos and a little bit of the juice. And I just stirred that up, piped it back in, topped it with one slice of fresh jalapeno that happened to be a lot hotter than I thought they were going to be. And then I garnished them with crispy shallots.
Oh, my gosh.
They were
unbelievable. We got so much more to talk about. But the deviled eggs were the first thing I ate today. Never had anything like it. They had like this kind of vinegary tang to it, which I thought they were amazing. And I'm going to tell you, folks, I think Farm Fresh eggs do make a difference.
Oh,
I think
they sure do.
Different.
Yeah.
The yolk is
always
so rich.
Always
we got
Farm
bolognese,
Fresh.
Wisconsin cheeses, a homemade Caesar dressing from Megan Salazar, the salad czar. This is Raised in Wisco.
I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 13 people were killed across Missouri and Arkansas in the severe weather that's responsible for hundreds of thousands of power outages, and there was an earlier deadly impact Friday in Texas, says ABC's Matt Rivers.
In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the panhandle. Wind gusts hitting 84 miles per hour, visibility near zero. The wind fueling grass fires, quickly spreading to homes as firefighters rushed to the scene trying to save them.
And the threat is not over, with eight states under tornado watches. No government shutdown after the Senate passed a short-term funding bill that Senator Chuck Schumer said he would not oppose because a government shutdown would have been worse. California's insurance regulator approved State Farm's request to hike about a million homeowner policy premiums by 22%. State Farm says it's needed because of the impact from January's Los Angeles fires. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a nice 11-5 victory over the Giants in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich with a grand slam home run. That's his third home run in 17 at-bats in spring training. NBA, Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Marquette is done in the Big East tournament. They lost to the number one seed St. John's last night, 79-63. NFL, defensive back Nate Hobbs arrived in Green Bay to sign his contract and talked about following Keyshawn Nixon and coach Rich Bisaccia from the Raiders to the Packers.
I think that we got a special thing going here. You know, we got some ex-Raiders players, but it's not really about being an ex-Raider. It's about the bond you can build through that. Just going through those certain things that, you know, 1% of the world go through, you get to go through that with people that you've been through it before, and we get to do that again. So I think I'm really excited for it.
That's the Packers' new defensive back, Nate Hobbs, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Fox Valley forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny and windy today. Slight chance of a shower. Highs in the upper 50s. Winds could gust over 40, maybe 45 miles per hour today. For tonight, chance of rain and snow, a low around 28. Becoming sunny Sunday with a high of 42.
It's 60 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, "This is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow." Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
When the great Dean Martin sings amore, tell me it does not take you to a dark red Italian restaurant every time in your mind when you hear it. And it's perfectly fitting for Raised in Wisco this week. We've got the culinary edition. Chef Ellie Lawton, the French culinarian, is with us. Danielle Fairman.
I mean, I'm not a culinary chef, but I'll do it. I'm a Pinterest chef.
You are. I can out eat anybody. And I'm a cook too. I love cooking myself. I'm learning as I learn more about cooking how limited I am and how limited the things I cook are. Because when you have the education behind you, mm-hmm. you know, of a chef, you start really experimenting and you get much more creative ideas because, frankly, you know about stuff that yep. I don't know about.
Well, just like today, I don't know if can I give away your secret about the corn meal and corn whatever.
Yeah, Alex Ezell makes one heck of a cornmeal breading.
And we just learned that today.
For her seafood fish, we're going to try it on alligator.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And that's a great point, Danielle.
So do tell. What is this thing? Can we use it for the alligator?
Yeah, you can absolutely use it.
And just like fish, you know, fish fries?
Yeah. Well, okay. So when I moved, when I came to do fish fries in Wisconsin, I hated them because I hate that Wisconsin beer batters everything.
So thick.
Ouch. It's so thick. I'm sorry, Jess. But cornmeal and corn flour are the best ingredients to bread, I think, you know, whole bluegill, small mm-hmm. pan fish, cut the heads off, gut them, score them, you know, scale them, fry them in some cornmeal and corn flour with some Tony Satchers or something. That is the best fish. It's going to be flaky. And it's going to be juicy. Like you go to these fish fries and they fry these small little skinny fillets and you get leather. Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's not fish fry.
And I'll tell you, right. I think you just gave us, you gave us the key there. It's corn flour, not regular flour, not wheat flour, with a corn flour,
corn flour,
and cornmeal. And what it does is gives it this very light, very crispy coating on it. My mouth is watering again and I'm full.
Perfect with a nice tartar sauce.
Do you make your own tartar sauce?
Talk about your tartar sauce.
Ooh,
I guess you do make your own.
This is the best tartar sauce I've ever tasted.
This is so exciting.
And I am a tartar sauce aficionado.
You did really like the tartar sauce. You can eat that tartar sauce in almost anything.
I could eat it with a spoon.
I was like, you did eat it with a spoon.
I think I had it on my breakfast cereal.
So just to give you guys a little background, my family had a seafood restaurant in Natchez, Mississippi called Captain Bernie Seafood.
Okay, it is all making sense now.
It is a home secret. Top secret tartar sauce. And our tartar sauce is not thick like the ones you get mm-hmm. up here. They're like super mm-hmm. thick. It's like scooping out mayo.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that gar gum, sticky, gelatiny feel to it.
It's tangy. It's lemony. It's sweet. It's got a little bit of spice, so but it's mm-hmm. super good. It's between like a sauce and a dip, if that makes any sense.
That makes perfect sense.
It's a secret. Sense. I can't give out the secret, but I will make it for anyone who
just
wants
whisper it to
who
us. We won't tell anyone.
Mike,
that's a challenge.
Guy Mike Kretschmer
is not
gonna
nice.
Is there Dill in it?
What? Oh, Dill? No.
If there's no Dill in it, I'm out.
Why? Wow.
I have to have Dill.
I don't mind Dill.
I'm
like
a
the
big
Dill.
Dilly guy.
I do like
Dill. You're a big Dill.
And relish. I will try it.
I heard that, Ellie.
there is pickles in it, okay. And there is onion in it, and there's lemon in it.
Yeah, so
there's,
you get a little Dill with the pickles in it.
Yep, you could probably turn it up a notch and put a little right wing in there.
Right wing belongs in everything. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
I'm not going to lie. That is one heck of a buffalo sauce, and you really can't go wrong putting it in just about everything.
See, now my mouth is watering. I love
buffalo
sauce. You
should mix the right
sauce.
Wing with buffalo with barbecue sauce. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fantastic, too. Well, listen, that's the tangent. We didn't actually eat Alex's shrimp batter this or her time. Batter this time. We're going to save that for the next show. But but I don't know. I think you should think about it. Maybe by the end of the show, you could tell us the secret in the secret recipe.
Just pretty please.
Just a small, quiet whisper.
Just a whisper.
Won't tell.
Listen, we're
just
not going to tell anybody. We won't tell anybody.
Nobody.
Only 21 stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin.
Exactly. So we had tonight... I want to start with the salad because Megan Salazar, the salad czar, made the salad bar tonight.
You love that. You're so proud of yourself for that one.
I'm proud of myself for that one.
That's definitely not that original.
I've heard it before.
Wordsmithing. You made a Caesar dressing that I've never tasted anything like it. It was creamy. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it had this kind of backfill of a spicy vinegary, and I could tell the there's anchovy paste in it, or anchovy. Yes.
Yeah. So mayonnaise.
Tell me about it.
So my New Year's resolution is to not buy any store-bought sauces.
I love that.
So perfect. I'm making all the dressings. So I made this dressing, and it's actually really simple. Mayonnaise, lemon juice, Worcestershire sauce.
Oh.
Black pepper, anchovy paste, Parmesan grated, olive oil.
Wow. I love olive oil and just perfect. About everything. Olive oil is something you can put in everything too, and it's delicious. I really think
yep.
that.
And it took, 5 minutes? I was on the phone with Alex when I made it.
Nice. Encouragement.
It was phenomenal. Probably the best Caesar dressing I've ever tasted. It really was. So that
it was super light too. That's what I like about it. All the other stuff is just thick and heavy.
And it wasn't too salty.
No.
So often Caesar dressings
are
too salty.
I didn't even put salt in it because I just have the salt from the anchovies.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Chefferie Lawton knew already. She's like, yeah, the anchovies.
Yeah. Well, she thought she was going to be allergic to it. So.
Oh.
Turns out I'm not.
Yay.
Well, that's good.
I ate a bunch of it.
You just chanced it.
Nothing happened yet.
What are you allergic to?
Oh, who knows?
That's got to be tough, being a chef and then being allergic to things.
Certain fish and lobster and strawberries.
Shrimp,
poor strawberries.
Oh,
lobster.
Yeah, I miss strawberries.
I'll be honest. Really, you do?
Yes.
I love strawberries.
I think strawberries are the low end fruit of the berry.
Blueberries.
It's a terrible.
I'm a raspberry guy. I love raspberries, blackberries, black raspberries.
I had a very bad incident with raspberries,
really?
And I have not eaten them since. I was hiking out in Buffalo, Wyoming, Bighorn Mountains.
Yep, been there.
And it was my sister and I. We get up to about, I don't know, 9,000. And I'm like, oh, look at these raspberries. Fresh raspberries? Heck yeah. Super cool. Pick them, put them in my hand, start eating a handful of them. I look down and my hand is crawling with bugs.
Whoopsie, yeah.
Crawling in and out of the raspberries.
Yeah.
And we just, like, my sister threw up. I'm throwing the raspberries everywhere.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, nope.
Well,
I
you got a
done.
Little extra protein with
I had
your raspberries.
That in Canada, bear hunting, picking them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the but, berries, and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't like a cute little amount. It wasn't like 10 or 20. It was like my hand had fleas. It was all over, and nope, I couldn't
right,
do it.
You're sketching me out now. Okay.
So long story short, Joel,
enjoy
your
those
fruit
raspberries.
Sucks.
My fruit choice sucks, evidently. Sorry I brought that up. I apologize.
Sorry I blew up.
I guess. And we had, let's get back on track here. We had this unbelievable cheese that Kretschmer brought. Is that a Wisconsin? What were those two cheeses?
Yes.
Yeah.
One was very hot.
Three
I think
cheeses.
It had habanero in it or something.
It was Deer Creek. I think it was a ghost pepper cheese.
Yep.
Ooh, that was
and
good.
The other one was a white.
The sun-dried tomato one?
Yeah, sun-dried tomato. That was from Vern's Cheese. And then a white cheddar, 17-year-aged white cheddar.
Yeah. That was so
I'm not a
phenomenal.
Big cheddar person, but that was totally off the wall.
Oh, it was
so
was
good.
That cow and goat milk or just cow?
That's a great question. We can look.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Because I'm not a huge cheddar guy either, but aged cheddar, I can really appreciate. There's a very, very big difference between a cheese and an aged cheese. Now, I'm going to ask Chef Lawton. Wisconsin's the cheese state. What's going on that the flavor dynamic and profile of cheese changes so much as it ages?
It's just like aging meat. You know, it just the flavor profile kind of condenses and becomes stronger, more pungent.
And I love when it crystallizes. I love when that happens.
Yeah,
I love crunching on the crystals in something. But cheddar to me as a regular cheese, not just not a huge fan of, but after it ages, it gets a sharpness that's not the same as the sharpness of a blue, mm-hmm. but it gets its own sharpness and the flavor profile intensifies. Then I like it.
That's why I asked if there was goat milk in it, because it kind of almost gets that little tang that you would get in goat milk. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like it with some wine.
Kind of my favorite. Missing wine for you.
Some wine, some red wine, white wine, all the wine.
And that's actually a great point that you made, though, because in Wisconsin's now a large wine producing state as well.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Megan Salazar,
well,
I can see you
dun.
chomping at the bit over there.
I worked in wine for a really long time. So Wisconsin actually is part of the Niagara Escarpment that comes all the way from Niagara Falls over. So it's part of that whole area of wine. And that's why it produces such well wine in like the Oshkosh up area past Green Bay, Swamico. That's why all the wineries are there.
Interesting.
So it's the same part of that land.
Nice. That's cool.
And we have some really interesting episodes.
If you were not listening to Raising Wisco or you weren't able to host the show, you wouldn't know that.
Yep.
We also have some pretty cool native Wisconsin grapes for wine as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. You always think of grapes and wine grapes as coming from warmer climates, but that's
true. They grow great in cold climates too, some of them. So, and it actually changes the profile also. So like if you look at, was it Prairie Wollersheim down in Prairie de Sac?
Sure.
They have a white wine that they have that they pick later because then the moisture starts to come out of the grapes. So it's sweeter.
Oh, wow. Man.
That is fascinating.
Oh, no. I have to test out some wines.
You're going to have to test some wine.
It's the concept of ice wine, yes.
Ah.
Interesting.
So as it condenses, those sugars will concentrate in the wine, in the grape, and they make a different taste.
I was just telling Rob, I was making dinner last night, and I drank 3/4 of a bottle of white wine by myself when my wife and I were making dinner.
Super sassy.
Did you have Dean Martin on?
No, Dean Martin.
That probably would have made it very nice. But I want to talk about the main course. We had a bolognese tonight like I've never tasted before. And I ate it a way that I've never eaten it before, topped with certain things on it. Chef Lawton made that bolognese. What on earth was going on there? Because it was so rich and so multi-flavored. And again, I'm not a super salt guy. You need salt. Salt's a necessary flavor in food. I'm not a super salty guy, though. I'd rather taste the flavors. What on earth did you have in there? And how can people make this at home? This thing, it was so complex and delicious.
So first of all, thank you for that. Anyone can make this because I took the traditional bolognese recipe that I would typically work on for 4 to 6 hours to build flavor. And I made it in an hour.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's love
and
right
if
there.
You've never heard of bolognese, for those simple folks, simple eaters like me, it's a meat sauce, right?
Yeah.
It's a pasta meat sauce.
So kind of a creamier, richer version of like a traditional spaghetti meat sauce.
Okay.
There's a couple of key components of it. And one key component for me, I left out tonight, and that was white wine. I just didn't have the time to reduce it down. So very basic.
Well, how long does it take to reduce the wine down? I don't use wine in my food.
So probably in this recipe, about 2 hours to successfully do it.
Oh, man.
If you're really, really going to pack the flavor in there and build it up over time. There's also another component of whole milk that you put in it. And you also reduce that down before you introduce the meat to the sauce that you're making.
Thanks.
So I did put milk in this recipe. So what I did is I did a quick bolognese, celery, carrots, onion, and garlic, sauteed that until they were tender, added a meat mixture of beef, pork, and venison, cooked that until the meat was cooked all the way through. And then I added Italian peeled like canned plum tomatoes, which is that creates the sauce in addition to some whole milk. So I reduced that down. I added seasonings. To your point, Joel, like with the salt, I probably put a total of 1 teaspoon of salt in that entire pot out there. I used herbs to follow the flavor through.
Oh, yeah. The basil on top.
Yeah. And then we topped it with fresh basil.
What she just described there was incredible. And then I've never had it. I can't wait to tell you guys about this. I've never had it the way I've had it because everybody throws sauce on top of noodles and eats it. But the dish was not finished. And those final finishing touches, I think, really made a difference. And I can't wait to tell you about those. And then we're going to get to Chef Lawton's homemade apple pie,
which
was off the chain on Raised in Wisco.
But you know, you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. Amore, that's amore.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, long as I'm with you. In a faraway land.
Your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
And this is the culinary edition of Raised in Wisco. Yes. And so far,
it's the greatest.
I am full culinary but crew. I am hungry again. Chef Ellie Lawton, the chefferie of Raised in Wisco, the classically trained French culinarian, really put on a show tonight, as did Megan Salazar, who is here. And of course, Alex Ezel, who's joining us, and Mike Kretschmer. What an unbelievable feast we had before the show. Absolutely delicious. We went through the bolognese that Chef Lawton put together. And we had to stop short of talking about what we topped the bolognese with. I never in a million years would have thought of putting something on top of a bolognese.
Especially basil for me.
Except maybe you shake some Parmesan
cheese
on it, right? But you had a different idea, and I think it kind of transformed the experience of eating it.
Yeah, I'm all about the toppings or sauces or extra flavors, especially when it comes to fresh herbs. To Danielle's point about the basil, we just did Chef Nod basil, so just rolled it up, sliced it, sprinkled it on top. And then we also did fresh Parmesan cheese, a Mediterranean mix of olives, and fresh ricotta.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was super creamy, and it was creamy, salty, fresh, because you had the herbs. It just, to me, it just balances everything out.
It had almost like there was almost like a European tapenade kind of flavor injected into the top of it with the creaminess. And you told me something, because ricotta cheese, people love it or they don't usually. And oftentimes, I think one of the reasons people don't like it is it can have a little bit of a chunky cottage cheesy taste to it. This did not.
Yeah.
This was extra creamy. And I learned from you that was because of a specific reason.
Yeah, it's whole milk. There's more fat in it. Fat's flavor.
Fat is good for you.
Yeah.
Natural fat is good for you. And in fact, you know, people lose weight eating fat these days. Who'd have ever thought that growing up?
I need to do that. I need to lose some weight.
Hey, people lose weight and I find it, Danielle.
I don't think we're doing it here, guys.
Definitely not
I don't
today.
Think we were doing it tonight.
I'm ready for three servings of this apple pie you have here.
Well, there's more out there.
We do need to talk about this apple pie, because I think people are often afraid, and I want to be clear, cooking and baking are two very different animals. And usually when you meet chefs and cooks, they're one or the other. They're bakers or they're cooks. And Chef Lawton, you love both and you're good at both. We need to talk about this apple pie because that crust on that apple pie, I've never tasted anything like it. It was crispy and flaky, but still had this buttery chew to it with a mild finished sweetness, salty sweetness. Oh my gosh, it was unbelievable.
I love the way you describe food.
I do too.
I'm like, it was great. You're like, it was this. I'm like, it was really.
And he has the Italian hand gesture, you know, yeah, too. So
and then there's me.
Perfect. Your mom would be proud.
Just give me more. Yeah. Give me more.
Do you know why I describe food that way? Because food is my
favorite dish.
Food's my favorite dish. And when you eat good food, there is nothing better. And there's no better way to experience Wisconsin than with your friends sharing food. It is not a coincidence that wars are ended over food. It is not a coincidence that people meet their life partners over food. Mm. It is not a coincidence that sharing food is sharing part of your soul.
And eating food gets rid of the hangries.
And it certainly does.
I had that today.
Evil hangries. Sorry, at bay. Sorry, guys at work. I blew up on them.
The part
and then I ate food.
Remind us to pack you lunch for tomorrow.
Hey, yes. Danielle, you're not yourself when you're hungry.
Nope, that's eat a Snickers.
Sure. Hey, guys that work with Danielle, sorry she blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, get back to this pie crust. I need to know what on earth that was, because you could put anything on earth inside that pie crust and it would raise it to the next level.
Okay, so I came up with this pie crust recipe a while back and
what,
I now
you came up with it?
Yeah, like I did trial and error. So I'm going to actually give the exact measurements out so everyone can write it down, because I actually use this crust recipe for my pot pies and my sweet pies, all of them, like across the board.
Sure, I can see that.
So here's what it is. It's 2.5 cups all-purpose flour. Then it is 2 sticks of super, super cold butter. It is 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt and then 1 tablespoon of sugar. You will pulse that in your food processor for about maybe 30 seconds. Dump it in a bowl and add 10 tablespoons. I don't know how many ounces that comes out to. I'm not really great at math. Joel's
don't
either.
Look at me. Don't look at me.
I always do tablespoons as I have them out on the counter anyways. So 10 tablespoons of ice water. Like I literally make a glass of ice water to make my crust. That is it. Then I just Then I just mix together with my hands. That recipe will make 2 crusts. Okay. So top, bottom, or 2 open face crusts, whatever you want to do. Split that in half. I form it into a little dough ball. Throw it in saran wrap, wrap it up tight, throw it in my fridge. It'll last in the fridge for about a week. This particular one that we ate today, I made at 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
So it really didn't have a lot of time to sit, but it just goes to show you that the recipe is so good and easy that it will be flaky and delicious every time. So that is the pie crust recipe. Now I'm going to zip through what I actually did to make the pie.
Yes.
So I made it. I took my cast iron pan. I warmed it up just slightly. I made a quick like pan caramel sauce. So that was 2 sticks of butter. And I think it was about 2 cups of brown sugar and a splash of heavy cream. And I just reduced that down until it started to bubble and kind of look like caramel. And I coated my cast iron pan with that. Rolled out my dough, set the bottom in there. Joel, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm trying so to remember amazed. All this. I'm
you can listen to it on Spotify.
You can listen to it on Spotify.
Apple.
I want to be able to make it.
So then for my filling, I peeled and sliced Granny Smith apples. And I did brown sugar, a little brown sugar, a little granulated sugar, vanilla, a little bit of salt, and the juice of 2 lemons. That was all for my filling. And 1 stick of cubed cold butter. Then I put my pie lid on top and baked it 400 for 45 minutes.
That's so not good. Even a lot of sugar in there.
And Mike, talk about the crust, how it was when you ate it. Because you were really freaking out.
Yeah, because I went from the small end first, and then I got to the crust at the end. It was just, it was out of this world.
Yeah, so that caramel kind of makes a nice crispy outer edge when the crust is still flaky.
We need to get it on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Guys, what an unbelievable show. I'm starting to think, hey, I got a great idea. Let's do a cooking show every week.
We are. It's almost bikini season.
We're going to have these folks back for sure. I want to thank Rob Brennecke for being here. Mike Kretschmer, Megan Salazar, Alex Sizel, co-host Danielle Fairman, hello. Chef Ellie Lawton. I'm Joel Clayfish. We had an unbelievable time. Thank you so much for coming along. Hope you learned something. Hope you love the show. Keep listening. We'll see you next.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Mino and the Mayor.
On Monday's show, Mike Stepak from Fox Sports sits in for me while I'm off on vacation.
Then we'll check in with Jeff Urkey from Pickle and Bags. We'll give you a shot at winning Mino's money, courtesy of Nicolet Bank. And Jim's bringing back a tank top. Join us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tornadoes update. At least 18 storm-related deaths across three states, Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri. More than 200,000 power outages reported across five states. ABC's Matt Rivers.
A deadly weather outbreak, violent dust storms, wildfires, and a string of tornadoes ripping across the country. In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the panhandle. In Oklahoma, the sky an eerie orange. Nearly 150 fires reported, the flames fanned by fast-moving winds.
A new, what the National Weather Service calls a particularly dangerous situation, tornado watch issued across much of Mississippi and eastern Louisiana. Hours after the ACLU lawsuit was filed, a federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from deporting five Venezuelan migrants, which they tried to do. This is ABC News. A new court appeal.